Guys, I am excited about this. We have definitely had some guests that are excited, but Leva Bates, Blue Pants, she is excited about video games and Overwatch. I mean, we drove, it's a 2-hour drive, and it felt like it was only, 30 minutes?
Oh, I can talk? Hi, guys.
Yeah, you can talk. Yeah, you're in the opener. We just won't introduce you. We'll wait for them to hear the introduction.
Yeah, I'm really excited. We got to talk about stuff I love talking wrestling, but I got to talk about video games, which kind of makes me super, super bouncy and happy, so.
Yeah, so overall, you know what, guys? I hope you have a great time. This is RGG, and I am gonna say out in a second, but hold on here. Okay, RGG out.
Yes, I'll take my eggs over easy, and I'll take my podcast, Deech and Dash. That's right, the Deech and Dash podcast, hosted by me, gorgeous Jordy Lee, available via the Grapple Talk Network. It's about to get weird. We're gonna talk some wrestling, maybe, some life, probably, and I'm definitely gonna ask whether you prefer ketchup or mustard. Catch us via the Grapple Talk Network and wherever iPods are available to you. iPods or podcasts? God, I'm the worst.
Hey, this is Dave Dynasty from the Dave Dynasty Show. Hey, check out our weekly podcast where you get my take on wrestling headlines. I answer listener questions and I interview your favorite independent wrestling stars. You can find us at www.davedynasty.com or look up the Dave Dynasty Show on iTunes, SoundCloud, and YouTube. Thanks for your support.
This is Chris from Spot Monkey Media. Are you a professional wrestler, a promoter, a business owner? Spot Monkey Media is graphic design for the wrestling professional. We offer design services for t-shirts, event posters, 8x10s, logos, and even ring gear. But if you're not in the wrestling business, we work outside the ropes. Go to spotmonkeymedia.com for more information. Spot Monkey Media, create your legacy.
Hey guys, this is AC Riley reminding you to check out the Riley Factor only on the Grapple Talk Network. Join me as I talk wrestling, interview wrestlers in my Spotlight and Squared Circle segment, and much, much more. What are you waiting for? Head on over to iTunes and subscribe to the Grapple Talk Network today. And as always, support independent wrestling.
This is awesome. What is up? I hope you guys had fun listening to the last episode. I don't know which one it was, but this is RGG, Regular Guy Gaming, in the house. Guess who we have today? We have... Who do we have today?
I don't know. Some girl with blue hair. Leaving chip crumbs all in your car.
Which is just fine. We have Leva Blue Pants Bates.
What's up, guys? How you doing? I feel like I have to yell. Do I have to yell?
A little bit.
I gotta project.
Yeah. Project, there you go. And enunciate, project.
But projecting, you have to use your diaphragm, which is really close to where I got stabbed.
Where you got stabbed, which actually I'm going to not have you talk about on this, because I'm sure that would be awesome to talk with Riley about.
Yeah, I think we'll probably talk about that a little bit.
So guys,
I got stabbed with a broadsword.
So if you want to know how she got stabbed with a broadsword, make sure you listen to the Riley Factor, which I don't know when that episode will drop. So you guys get like the double treat on the Grappling Talk Network. But, like, you guys know me. Unfortunately, Ragbag could not be here because we're in my car driving. That's my co-host. He could not be here. So, I'm going to start this off. You are Twitch. You do Twitch. You're a streamer.
Yes, I am.
Let them know.
What do we call ourselves? Are we Twitchers?
I say we're streamers.
Streamers,
yeah. But you don't want to call us Twitchers. That's like tweaking.
I know.
Yeah, you don't want to say that.
Twitching, twerking?
Are we twerkers? We're streamers. Let them know about
I'm your... I'm a partner. Yeah. That's what I am.
You got partnered.
I soon passed associate, and now I'm a partner.
Correction. I'm an associate, so I can get those bits.
Yeah.
You are partnered. So let them know, like, what's your stream? Like, let them know, like, what is it about? What do you game on? Like, what do you do?
Okay, if you want to find me, it is, obviously, twitch.tv/wrestlingleva, L-E-V-A. Wrestling, like, the art of wrestling.
The Art of Wrestling. I listened to that too.
What is it? Shout out to Colt Cabana.
Colt Cabana.
No, Colt. Yeah. Well, I am up in the Midwest, so maybe it just feels right to shout him out.
Yep.
But no, Wrestling Leva. So, or if you just type in Leva Bass, I'm sure you'll find it. Mm-hmm. I stream 99% of the time on PS4. The last stream, though, I did from my laptop.
That's how I stream.
I did a game on Steam called Dream Daddy.
What was that? Dream Daddy?
Dream Daddy.
What
it
was,
is
okay,
a
tell
daddy
me about that
dating
game.
Sim.
Wait, what? You were
that was my last stream.
A dad dating sim?
Yes, it's amazing. Other dads going out with other dads. It's the greatest thing of all time.
Are you serious?
I don't know if you guys know who they are. It's the Game Grumps, and it's like Ninja Sex Party is a band, and the Star Bomb. They a lot of guys from them have worked on this game, and it's very tongue in cheek. There's a lot of humor in it.
Yep.
Because that's how their music is. It's very tongue in cheek. So
can people get a hold of this game?
The humor matches mine perfectly. So you create your own dad. And, what were we doing?
Do you need a rest area?
Oh, I don't need a rest area.
Okay, all right.
You create your own dad, and you move to a new town, and you're on a cul-de-sac with, like, six other dads.
That is so cool.
And so now you go out, and you just hang out with other dads. You go on dad dates.
That is so cool. Can you watch wrestling?
Can I?
Like, what are some of the activities you can do?
Like, like, as a dad?
Yeah.
Well, they choose it. So, like, let's say, because there's six dads.
Uh-huh.
You got Craig. He's the jock, but he was your roommate from college. He has three kids, and he jogs all the time. So, like, your first date is you're going jogging, like, on the treadmill and working out with Craig, and you'd be like, you're blown up.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It's just, like, you're embarrassed.
For the people that don't understand what blown up means, that means getting tired.
You are a weak ass.
Yep.
So, yeah, like, that's, yeah, like, the jock dad. And then you have, like, the hippie, like, coffee shop owner who loves music. So you go to a concert with him.
Hey,
his
man.
His name is Max.
Max, there you go.
And then you have Brian, who's, like, the ginger, bigger guy.
Uh-huh.
But he always one-ups you.
He's that one friend where your friendship is based on competitiveness.
Oh, that's exactly,
and you're okay with it.
100%.
Yep.
That's exactly
I have a friend like that.
Yeah,
yep.
So that's Brian. Then you have Damien. He's a goth dad. So he looks like a vampire. Like.
Oh.
But you find out some cute stuff about him, so I won't ruin it for people who want to play it. And then
nice, no spoilers.
Hugo, who is the intellectual one, who's the teacher. He's actually your daughter's teacher.
Oh,
and,
okay.
So, like, we just went to trivia together, and, alright, spoiler alert, if you want to play this game, you may not want to listen to this point.
So, if you don't want...
He's a big closet wrestling fan.
Is he really?
Yeah!
That is so cool!
Like, that made my dad really happy.
That is really cool.
So that happens. He's my favorite right now. Him and the Craig. Because
so
Craig's like, whoa! So, it makes me think of young Keanu. Like, I'm obsessed with Keanu. If anyone knows me, if you're listening to this, you know that.
So, how many times have you seen John Wick?
Keanu, but we'll talk about that later.
Yeah. Yes, you save that for Riley.
Okay.
Save that for Riley. Yep.
And then the last dad is Joseph, who's like the preppy, like, youth minister.
Mm-hmm.
And loves sailing. But, like, I don't know if you guys played the Friday the 13th game. He looks like...
Friday the 13th?
Yeah,
oh, my God.
He looks like a better-looking Chad.
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah,
I stream
has, like,
that.
The
people
shirt,
love that.
Sweater tied and is blonde.
Are you ever Jason in that game?
Oh, yeah.
I pick it so that I'm not Jason. I love being... I call it the slutty camp counselor.
Oh,
I'm
okay.
Always a
we
camp...
We call her flirty girl.
Yeah, I'm always the girl.
I'm 99% of the time Chad.
Really?
Yeah.
I have a clip actually where I'm helping Jason find the other people.
Oh,
so they turned on
me. Yep, yeah,
they turned on me and killed me.
Well, see, that's what happened.
So, question for you. What got you into gaming? Like, was there a specific time in your life? Do you remember your first game? You went, "Oh my gosh, that was amazing." Like, what
my family's always been big gamers. Like, we would always get together and play card games or board games.
Uh-huh.
Then, as a really, really wee young one, my family, my cousins, and I think my sister also, got an Atari.
An Atari.
So we got 2600. I watched them play it all the time, so mm-hmm. just watching them, it was so entertaining to me. Which is funny when you think about it, you're like, wow, that was entertaining back then.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
It still is entertaining now. Yeah. I'd play Pitfall.
Huh?
I would play Pitfall.
Yeah. Oh my god, Pitfall. Yeah. But then they got me a couple games. I remember I got the E.T. game, which was like the most terrifying game in the world.
How did you get the E.T. game? They destroyed those games. I thought those games were never destroyed.
Because we got them when it came out.
Like, do you actually still own that game?
I think so.
That game is, like, worth a lot.
Ooh. I think it's in storage somewhere.
Yeah, that game, like, because they found a whole bunch of them, like, somewhere in California buried. And that game was actually the death of that company that made it.
Wow.
There's a huge... You should look it up. There's a huge story behind that game.
And it made me so mad.
Yeah, there's actually a part where, like, you can't even beat the game at some point in time if certain things happen.
Yeah.
Wow, you have that game.
Yeah.
Wow.
I was one of the ones I used to play all the time. And for some reason, it's terrifying me, but I love playing it. It's weird. I'm a weird kid.
That's really cool. Okay.
But also, like, Pitfall, I was always scared of the alligator. Like, yep. Oh, God, alligator! But I love the music.
yep. I was just thinking of that.
But yeah, so that I loved that. And then when, you know, I got a little bit older and really had my own, I was able to get a Nintendo. Just from there, you know, my friend had like the track and field pad, so you had to run.
That track and field pad. Instead of the feet, because the hands was better. It was cheating.
I tried to use Power Glove and it didn't work, but I ended up getting a Game Genie, and I thought I was the master of all games now.
You got a Power Glove?
Yeah.
That's so cool. I'm so jealous of you. My parents couldn't get the Power Glove.
We got it.
You also watched what was called The Game Master then? The movie with, someone is already saying his name for me. Where they had the game match, where they were using the glove to play Super Mario?
Yeah.
Man, that's awesome.
So, yeah, I love gaming. But, again, I grew up watching my family play cards, and then we always play board games. And, like, that was, like, my favorite times, was just always getting together and playing games.
So
and that just kind of carried on to now. Like, that legit. If you see my house, I have, like, a huge bookshelf just filled of just games.
So,
and then I have a big video game section. Like, I have all of the old systems, like, except for my Nintendo.
You gotta have a Dreamcast.
And I never got it back.
You have a Dreamcast, right? Please tell me you have a Dreamcast.
I do not have a Dreamcast. I dated someone with a Dreamcast.
There you go. That works. That counts. Okay.
So, but, you know, when we broke up, they took the Dreamcast.
You know what? Whoever that was is an asshole.
Well, there's two of them, but okay.
No, okay, there you go.
I was like, oh, I broke up with this one. Okay, I'm back with the Dreamcast.
Yeah,
oh,
there you go.
But, so, like, I had, like, a little collection of all, like, the Game Boys and DSs I've had, and, like, because I had the original color, and then I think I skipped a couple, but then I got back into, like, a lot of them, so now I have...
So, did the Game Boy Advance confuse you like it did me? Like, when it came out, like, when these Game Boys came out, but it was still, you had to use a light in order to see the color. Do you remember that? You had to actually get a light. It didn't have an internal light. You had to have a light on top. Did you ever get that, or did you stay away from that?
I don't remember. It had a color. I had original, and I think the next one after that was color.
Okay.
And after color...
Because I have the 3DS right now.
Was it SP or whatever? The weird square one?
Yeah. What was that? Yeah, it was Advanced SP, I think it was.
Yeah, I had that one. But then as, like, time goes, I've collected some others along the way.
So you actually collect some of this stuff.
Yeah, and I have, like, bookshelves with toys and stuff that has, like, my PS1, my PS2. I don't have a PS3 because that...
Yep.
Then I have PS4, so I was like, I don't need a PS3, even though I just have it collecting dust in my shelf.
So you're not an Xbox One person?
I don't.
Good.
I'm more of a Sony person.
Good, so am I. I love the Sony network. I love the PlayStation 4.
I mean, I enjoyed Xbox.
I mean, we all loved Halo.
Yeah, what did I play on Xbox? I remember, it sucks, because now I can't play it anymore, but I did all of, like, the Diablo 3 on Xbox.
Diablo 3? Oh, my God. You know, as of right now, they have Seasons now on Diablo. That's also what I stream. You know what Seasons? They have Seasons now.
Oh, wow.
Do you know what that is? Okay, this is what it is. When's the last time you played Diablo?
when I had the Xbox. So
that was a while ago?
Yeah.
Yeah. One, they've updated it, so it's even better on the systems now. Now they have seasons. This is how it works. You get to restart your character and your Paragon, but you keep all of your old stuff. You have achievements you are supposed to do. By the way, guys, real quick, I stutter. So if you hear me getting excited, I mean, if you hear me stutter, it's because I get excited. When you complete the achievements, it gives you set parts of your set gear. Your pieces, you know, your class gear, it gives you sets of it. So okay. When you complete all the achievements, you get all your gear.
That's
and then
cool.
You can start building your character. So they have that stuff now. It's like way better now than what it was before.
Okay. That's pretty cool. Yeah, I ended up doing, what is that? Was it Demon Hunter? Was that class?
Demon Hunter. Demon Hunter's so broken right now. Yeah.
Oh, is it?
Oh, they've actually introduced Crusader, and they just recently introduced Necromancer from Diablo 2.
Because, I mean, I got, like, when it was Diablo 3, and
yep.
I got it on Xbox, so I played and beat all of it, but then they had the expansion at that point,
yep.
And they got too busy, and then I moved into my
own place. Oh, so you haven't played since the expansion.
Huh?
You haven't played since the expansion.
Yeah, it's been a while. Like I said, like...
The game now is...
Because now I've been in my own apartment for 2 years.
Two years now? Okay.
So, and that's, like, it's just me, a Wii U, my PS4, my laptop, and then all my old systems, which is, like, I don't know where my... I think my mom still has the Atari. So I have an Atari that I want to bring down, but we haven't had time to transport it. So the Atari, my Nintendo's MIA, but I still have a lot of my games, so that's good. So one of my all-time favorites I actually have on my shelf.
What is your all-time favorite?
Maniac Mansion.
Really?
I love...
Wait, what mansion? Game. Luigi Mansion?
No, Maniac Mansion.
Maniac. I was going to say, my co-host, Ragbag, he hates Luigi Mansion.
Oh, no, no. Maniac.
So I was like,
this
oh, God, I want to
look. For Luigi Mansion. This is Nintendo. Like.
Okay, yep.
Like, it was weird. Yeah, like, the little tentacle and the mad scientist. And
yep.
You get locked in the jail, and you're like, oh, God. And, like, it used to kind of, like... freak me out, but I still play it.
Mm-hmm.
It was a lot of fun.
So, earlier...
I ended up beating it once I got to college. As a kid, I couldn't beat it.
Yep,
but then
yep.
I went back and cheated a little bit by going online and, like, figure out, oh, that's what I was supposed to do. Okay, now I know.
Yep. So, earlier you mentioned Final Fantasy X.
Yeah.
When, obviously, you probably started Final Fantasy, what, was it 2 or 3 that came out in the United States first? What got you into Final Fantasy, and do you have, like, any specific things? Which Final Fantasy, was it Final Fantasy X you started with, or?
I watched my cousins, you know, like I said, I was always the youngest cousin, so I watched them play Atari. And then the next generation of cousins had the Nintendo,
mm-hmm.
And I would watch them play the original Final Fantasy on Nintendo.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's what got me into it. I thought that was such a cool, like, I loved watching them, like, I wanted to play it so bad. But being that young, it didn't make sense for me. You know,
yep.
Like, I was like,
yep.
I don't know what's going on. But so when I got older, I got my PlayStation, my PS1.
Final Fantasy VII.
I was 7.
Yep, Final Fantasy VII, one of the best Final Fantasies.
I was really too young to understand 1, and then I missed the consoles that had, like, 3 and all of them. So I didn't get into it until 7. But then I realized I love RPGs and... Final Fantasy, and then, yeah, I played them all, like, on PlayStation, like, I think, was it PlayStation 2 that had 10-2?
PlayStation, 10-2? It had 10-2, 10.2, I hated 10-2.
Oh, I love 10-2.
Why? Look what they did to it.
Because they get their powers from cosplay.
Yeah, I know.
Have you met me?
Yeah, that's, okay, damn, that okay, stupid on my part. Yes, you love obviously, you cosplay.
That might be based on...
Yes, you're right, you're right.
10-2.
But, like, the cheesy song opener in the beginning, they're doing, like, they're... Oh, then again, your job. Never mind. I keep forgetting.
It's completely... Have you met me?
I know.
K-pop.
Yeah,
you're... K-pop.
Yeah. Never mind on my part, then. It wasn't aimed towards me, then.
Yeah.
How about that?
Oh, man, that dungeon, too. I made it through that 100-level dungeon with the giant tonberries and
how?
The dragons. Pure perseverance. I don't know. I remember just being, like... It's college years, I'm gonna say. Was it college? No, it's after college, because I was working at a dude ranch in Michigan, and it was snowing a lot. So I was like, I can't do anything, it's snowing. So that's literally what all I would do was sit and play Final Fantasy.
Wow.
And so I was just like...
And you made it through... Oh, man.
Oh, man. When I completed that dungeon, it was like the greatest day of my life.
Yep. That's like they didn't have achievements back then, but that would have been like a life achievement.
Yeah, it would have been. That would have been like the most ultra rare trophy.
Yeah, ever. The rare trophies. Yeah, yeah.
Man, when I get those... Which is like,
are you a trophy
hunter? I got an ultra rare trophy in Overwatch the other day. It was
in Overwatch?
Yeah, it was like
what was that?
It's the res one where you're Mercy and you res like five people or four people or whatever.
Where you have to res your whole team basically?
Yeah. And it's like it was the big res. I don't know what it's called, but I got that. They said it was ultra rare.
Ultra rares are usually around 1.2%. Only one, and you know Overwatch is
changing the character, so you won't be able to do that anymore. So,
you can't be... Oh, so that's not available anymore.
Yeah, they just announced that Mercy... Because Mercy's one of my mains. Mercy, yep. And Reinhardt.
Reinhardt? I love Reinhardt. Capture Genji! you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
Genji. I love shouting that in the thing. Capture Genji! How many Genjis are there in a game still? Or has that kind of calmed down a little bit?
I feel like it's more Hanzo's.
Hanzo, Ujimizunja! You know what I tell people? If you hear an angry Japanese dude, run.
Yeah, that's what I do, yeah.
Yep.
Even if it's on your team. Like,
yep.
Because I was playing last night at 3 in the morning when I should have been sleeping. But
I was playing Hearthstone at that time.
Yeah.
That's what I was like, because I have to go pick Leva Bates. I just said Leva. Yeah. I have to, I was like, I have to pick her up. I need to go to bed. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I was like, I gotta go to the airport, but I'm playing. But yeah, it was a team, and it was like me and like three other friends, and then two other guys. And the other guys were the brothers, Genji and Hanzo.
Genji and Hanzo,
yeah. Pretty sure they were friends too, because they like we kept doing games with them, and it was always them, and it was always those characters, the brothers. But like, I hate Hanzo so much because he always kills me,
and
especially
kill
the stupid dragons.
Yeah.
So even when my Hanzo would like yell, I would jump.
You yell at your own Hanzo? Yep.
Like,
Hanzo. For those of you that don't play Overwatch, Hanzo will yell. I mean, he gets angry. He yells, "Wata mujata!" And this dragon, huge dragon, will
and
come out from his ball.
Wall.
It goes through walls. It is an amazing thing. The coolest thing I did was reflect it back with Genji. I've reflected that dragon back before.
No.
Swear I have. Said. Yep, swear. You just got, you know. When I hear that yell and I know I see him jumping and it's, oh, no, I'm just, I'm hitting the reflect. Like, I play on PC though. Yeah,
okay.
I've reflected that back.
Yeah, I play on PlayStation, so. But yeah, they're saying I got off the Mercy story. But yeah, they just announced last week that they're updating Mercy and they're changing a lot of things. Her ultimate's gonna be a multiple stream of heal.
Oh, that's nice.
So you have a bunch
chain
of different
healing
streams.
Okay.
And then you can fly more.
Okay.
She has wings, but all you do is barely glide.
So she needed
to be able to fly.
So they figured she needed a buff then?
So yeah, you get that, but then to counter that, your ultimate is no longer a everyone res and hope you get everybody. That's one of your main like.
Uh-huh.
It takes a while for it to reload, but you can res one person now.
One person. Okay. You know what I like about that, though? It's a steady stream of healing, and it's keeping multiple people alive.
Yeah.
I understand that, and I get that. That's awesome. I'm understanding where they're going with that.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
But the thing is, there's that trophy for, like, the
you can't get
huge
it.
Res.
Yeah.
So now, if you don't get it before they update Mercy, you're never going to get that.
Listen to Blue Pants, guys.
Go play Mercy right now. And wait for everyone to die and res them. The thing is, apparently,
that's
played
tough
with
to pull off,
a
though.
Friend of mine named Reed, who was actually, and he was in, he lives in the other state.
Yeah. Minnesota.
Why are we in Wisconsin now?
Because we're wrestling in lacrosse.
Okay.
Yep.
But he lives like, he's like, oh, you're in my home state with the St. Paul, Minnesota area. But he goes, it took me forever to get that trophy.
Well, because everyone has to die in the relative same area.
And me, it was just dumb luck, I guess, because I died and I ran up to the thing to catch back up to them. But they all died. I went, oh, shit. I just hit the res because I didn't want to be by myself.
Yep.
And legit, I res like five.
And then, blink.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I bet that was odd. Did you quick tap your share button to record it? You know, if you tap your share button, you can get that.
I just tapped the screenshot.
Okay, okay, all right. I know with me, I either double tap when I think I know something cool is going to happen,
yeah.
Or I'll tap, touch, share once, It'll keep the last 15 minutes of your gameplay.
Yeah, they do like highlights on. I don't know if PC does it, but PlayStation does highlights.
Oh, it does. Game. Oh yeah, PlayStation does do highlights.
They're like highlights, and you go back and play. Because when I was Reinhardt, I had my ultimate, but for some reason, I was like, there was a payload that had Bastion on it.
Oh, I hate Bastion.
So, I'm like,
please tell me they've nerfed him.
And the thing is, he goes through your thing like crazy.
Yeah, your shield, yep.
So, I'm like, I got an idea. So, I left the party, I ran upstairs
nice.
To a balcony as payload's coming. I jump on top of it, which I'm on top of Bastion, I hit my ultimate, which is...
Oh, nice!
It's pretty cool.
So you obviously got game of the moment then, or you got MVP off of the... Or, did please tell me they showed you at the end.
Like, VIP?
That is awesome. What do you choose as your pose? For Genji, I choose that cool one. You know what's
I don't have a lot of cool stuff for Reinhardt. That's why I'm saving up my money, so I can get, like, one of the cool skins.
Oh, okay, okay. Yep.
Yeah, I got more Mercy stuff, but I got lucky because I have her trophies.
Uh-huh.
So you get the cool sprays because of it.
Yep.
So I want, since they're my teammates, I'm wanting to get cool bosses for them. I just got, even though I don't play them because F him, but I just got the really cool Wolf Hanzo.
Nice, that one's really cool.
Yeah, I got that in a loot crate. Not too long ago.
Was it just a regular loot box?
Loot, whatever.
Yeah, the crates are for Heroes of the Storm.
Yeah, loot box. Whatever it's called. But yeah, it was weird too, because like the night before I leveled up, so I got my loot box. So I opened it up and I got the Orisa Halt, where she's like a crossing guard. But then I immediately turned it off. I guess it didn't save.
Oh,
I was really sad about that, but that's when I got Hanzo's wolf. So I was like, So I lost a really cool Orisa. I don't play her either, but I want to get good with McCree because I love Matthew Mercer.
Uh huh.
Because he's Levi from Attack on Titan. And if
anyone knows me,
Levi is my senpai. Which means, I guess, by proxy, Matthew Mercer is one of my senpais. I guess.
Yeah.
I'm more of a Levi. But I found out he voices McCree, and I'm like,
yep.
Oh. And I always thought he was really cool anyway, because I mean, he has Banff on his.
Doomfist. It's Doomfist, right?
What about? Yeah.
Him coming out. You know, a lot of people wanted Terry Crews to voice Doomfist.
Who
does? A lot of people wanted Terry Crews to be his voice.
Oh, yeah. They have a guy.
They chose a different guy instead, which made a lot of people angry, but I figured maybe
His voice is perfect for it.
Yeah, I think. Can you imagine, you know, hearing him and all of a sudden hearing, oh, Spy's Body Wash! Boom! That would be hilarious.
Yeah, but the thing is, Overwatch really embraces the accents and, like, the foreign, like, the worldly aspect of it. So that's why everyone has such a strong accent.
Yep. Yeah, they do like to...
Like Torbjorn, like he's very Swedish. I just think that's hilarious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's weird, too.
So I'm trying to get better with him, too. So, like, when I scrimmish, I do McCree and or Torbjorn. Torbjorn, I already say it. I call him the little dwarf man.
So when you're streaming, then how do you, like, for example, I have a hard time sometimes, you know, streaming. Because last night I was doing Heroic Next for Hearthstone. I was trying to get the card back, and you have to beat the whole game in heroic mode, which is really difficult. You know that.
Yeah.
And I did. I got it done. But I was having a hard time balancing that and talking to the people in the stream. Do you get focused in on the game? Do you
sometimes.
Balance out? Okay.
Sometimes.
So okay.
What I do, I don't know. I think my stream likes it. I'll do like a Q&A for 30 minutes before, or I'll just like have a conversation before I start playing.
Okay.
And like the way we have my OBS set up, I'll start it right at time, but I'm never ready. So I have like stream will start soon, and
I use
then
OBS
a YouTube
too.
Video pops up of some sorts.
Uh-huh.
Right now it's a K-pop playlist,
mm-hmm.
So you guys have to get educated on the bands I like, which is EXO, BTS, Big Bang,
mm-hmm.
Monster X, Super Junior. Like, I'm teaching you guys new things. So, those music videos will play, and then, like, I have, like, chat. Sometimes I'll chat, like, while I'm in the middle of, like, usually I'm social media.
Yep.
Like, grabbing last minute, like, water or whatever.
Uh-huh.
So, like, hey, guys, I'm here, blah, blah, blah. And then I'll run off, do my thing, come back.
Okay, all right.
And then then I'll go straight into, I have a Q&A section.
Okay.
And it basically it's just the camera with, like, obviously my info or whatever I need, like the donation bar, my dates, and then my name, and then, like, I have Clutch Chairs, I have, like, little Clutch sponsors.
Do you have a green screen?
A what?
Green screen.
I don't. I just use my own apartment.
Okay, okay.
I have a light, like, it's like one of those little, GoPro lights.
Yep.
It's like LED, so it's really strong.
So it, okay.
But what I do, the way my house is set up, I sit really close to my TV. And I have my chair right there, and then I just honestly, I have a Nathan Drake pop that holds my light.
Oh, okay, okay.
So Nathan Drake's lighting me during
Nice, boom, so, there you go.
So so that's how you can see me pretty well. And then, like, you see, like, the chair. And then, like, sometimes I'll have special guests, which is usually some toy.
Uh-huh.
Or, like, right now I have a, you know, like, those pillows you get in cons or, like, of an anime character?
Yep.
I jokingly put one on Twitter and someone bought it for me. So I have a Levi pillow.
Uh-huh.
So,
yep.
My special, so you see, like, him, like, or I'll have, like, my Levi pop or whatever, you know, Batman.
So you have
figure.
A lot of fun then. You're not just, I mean, you're having a great time.
Yeah,
so
like,
more...
I'll sit and talk to people. Like,
yeah.
I'll answer questions. A lot of times people ask, when I ask me questions about wrestling or or my thoughts or something, or how was my weekend, and I tell them stories about the show. Like, obviously, this last stream, I told them about getting stabbed. And
Yep. Oh, man, that story.
Match,
guys.
Know?
When you guys hear her tell Riley that story,
I feel so bad. If we don't
he
talk
will.
About
he
this.
Will. I'm gonna make sure.
Okay.
I'm gonna let him know because that's
I don't
that's
think he knows
him.
I got stabbed yet. I haven't told you guys.
Make sure you let him know because they are now gonna want to hear that. Trust me.
Okay.
All right. Now we're getting towards the end of this, and I ask everybody this question. So this is a question I have for you towards the end. And once again, I really appreciate you being on this podcast.
Okay, yeah, man. I feel like we've barely started talking.
Well, we've talked for, it's been a half hour.
Wow.
Yeah,
like,
but it's about games. It's having a good time. Time
yeah.
flies, you know?
Yeah.
You know
you
that.
You gotta be going about, like, Overwatch and, like, K-pop and being
yep.
stabbed.
Just
so.
Having a great time. No, we didn't talk about being stabbed, but I cannot wait until they hear it. God, you got, oh, man, guys, wait till you hear that story. So, here we go. You are the only one left in the universe of games, and then there's Earth with all of us, and all the stars you see are all the games that you have ever heard of or ever played, and every game you know of. Okay, you're tasked with one mission and one mission only. You can choose only one game for yourself and for the world. That's it. The game you choose is the only game that anyone can play from that time on. What would you choose? I get that response from everybody. Now, to be fair, I will give you, this is what I've been giving people lately. You will get two options. One, a selfish option, like one you in your heart you would pick. Two, an option to where if you wanted to make everyone happy. So go ahead. Unless you really know which one you would pick. Ladies and gentlemen, she has got this look on her face. Like, she's really thinking right now. Only one.
I don't know. I would just resign and be like...
You would resign?
I would keep floating into space. Like, I got lost, guys. Sorry.
you would send yourself into exile? And
I can't choose one.
You can't choose one? Okay. Is that it then? Final? That's it? You can't choose one?
Because, like...
Everyone's chosen
everyone,
one.
People like different things.
People do like different things, but...
You're not going to make everyone happy.
Exactly.
And that's a lot of stress. That's a lot of pressure.
It is a lot
and
of pressure.
I don't like that type of pressure.
But this is for you, though. You are the only person left.
I don't know, because my tastes change so much.
So, do you want to be the first person to just float off into infinite?
Leva took a wrong turn, guys.
Where's Leva? She's off in video game space. Nope.
I don't know yet.
You don't know
I
yet?
Don't know yet. I could probably take 30 minutes to try to figure this one out.
All right. So then we're going to have to just go with you.
Exile.
You're in exile. You have just been, you have been fake world exile. So, Leva Blue Pants Bates is the first exiled person. You're the first one in exile. Don't worry.
Self-exile, too.
Like, self-exile. There will be others. Trust me.
I'm not qualified for this.
I asked Jasmine this, and she herself was like, oh, my God. What kind of a question is that? Yeah, so this one gets people. But you are in exile, and I do appreciate you coming on this show. Is there any last plugs you want to do, like any your website, social media, Twitter? Go ahead and give that to people.
Okay, yeah, like I told you, I'm on Twitch. It's Wrestling Leva on Twitch. I'm also Wrestling Leva on Instagram and Twitter. Make sure you follow that. I have my own podcast and show sometimes, but YouTube show called The Geek Soapbox. Look for that. And also, I do my own vlog when I get time to edit. I know I'm behind. I have not had time to edit. It's called Leva's Random Life.
All right. So, those are all the ways you guys can get some more on Leva, Blue Pants Bates, if you need to. Thank you one more again. Thank you. Just, this has been a lot of fun. And, well, are you ready for your match tonight?
Sure.
All right. You have a good day.
That sounds confident, right?
Yeah. All right, guys. This is RGG with Leva Blue Pants Bates, and we are out.
Hello, wrestling fans. Colt Cabana coming to you live from the 1 Hour Tease Arena in beautiful Chicago, Illinois. The pro wrestling action has been great so far. As you can see, Joey really dominating the ring so far. There's a beautiful belly-to-back suplex. And looks like Joey's shirt has been ripped.
What's up with that? You ripped my shirt.
Let's go check an instant replay, see exactly what happened. There you can see Joey's shirt ripped from the collar, and that's not good when you're trying to wear your pro wrestling t-shirt.
Man, you ripped my shirt. It's my only shirt. Joey.
Hey, looks like Ryan from 1 Hour Tees just threw Joey Ryan a brand new t-shirt.
Thanks, Pro Wrestling Tees.
ProWrestlingTees.com, over 3,000 wrestling t-shirts designed and sold by pro wrestlers. Wrestlers such as Steve Austin, CM Punk, Macho Man, Mick Foley, DDP, Andre the Giant, Jake the Snake, Hacksaw Jim Duggan, Scott Hall, Ted DiBiase, Colt Cabana, Joey Ryan, Cliff Compton, and the entire Bullet Club. All stores owned by pro wrestlers. Support pro wrestling today and visit ProWrestlingTees.com.
So, Jesse, apparently we have to make a promo for our podcast, but I'm not exactly sure what we're supposed to say.
Oh, come on, Nick. We just got to talk about Grapple Talk, where we talk about wrestling. It doesn't matter if it's the national stuff or the local stuff.
That's true. I mean, regardless if it's WWE or our Spotlight in the Squared Circle segment where we highlight local talent, we cover it all.
Oh, we also got to plug the social media.
That's right. Facebook.com/TheGrappleTalk, and you can follow us on Twitter @TheGrappleTalk.
Man, that was a really good promo.
That was. High five.
Hi, yeah.
You see what I'm saying, guys? I told you. She loves her gaming. She loves her Overwatch. Leva Bates was, I mean, this was an easy interview. She knew exactly what she wanted to talk about. And that is fun. That's what I'm talking about, gaming. People from all types, from all walks of life, come together and have a great time. I would love to have her on again one day. And it would just be great.
You know, I'm still in the car. I can hear
Okay. Yep, my bad. Sorry, I just get really into that. Yep, she's still here with me. We're still driving. You get to be in the closer of the outro of your episode. So, I mean, the Overwatch, all that, I mean, you really get lost into it and you really have a great time. Those tips you gave about getting that achievement, that was awesome. That was really great. You know, and that they got to act fast because that's only a limited time, correct?
Exactly.
Or is it gone now?
A lot of people aren't going to have that and I will, so
holla. Yeah, there you go. So, I would like to say from the Grapple Talk Network that have allowed me to have this show, Regular Guy Gaming, with co-host Ragbag. He wasn't here, but that's okay because you guys are going to get to hear him on the Riley Factor. Did you have fun on the Riley Factor?
I did.
You guys, I heard you guys went over time. You guys went like an hour.
Did we?
Yeah.
I talk a lot.
No, that's good for us. That's good. We like that. But on that, hey guys, make sure you check out the other part of her interview, that Riley Factor. And then they've got, obviously, Grapple Talk with Nick Ragnar and Jesse Von Ruden. I mean, I really appreciate them. You have the Deech and Dash, you know, with Jordy Lee. We're having a lot of fun here, and I really enjoy the opportunity that they've given me. And so other than that, RGG, I'm going to say I'm out. Blue Pants, want to say anything?
Blue Pants out.
All right.